Welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you're ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I went from building a chimney cleaning business with my husband to ranking in the top 1% as a leader in network marketing to my true calling as a visionary strategist and coach. I'm passionate about helping others navigate the sea of business and life. If you're ready to leave the daily grind behind and discover the joy of entrepreneurship, let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. Hey friends, welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter. And in our last episode, I shared 5 tips on using your strengths for hitting your goals. It was geared towards my direct sales sisters who are wrapping up some huge goals this month or next month by June 30th, and some other friends I have that are working in their own businesses to wrap up mid-year goals. But as promised, today, I want to talk to those of you who don't get excited about crunch time, the crunch time finish, but instead like to have strategies in place for consistent efforts and or spring out the gate. They want a year-long strategy. And within that strategy, you want to be able to build upon your skills and your strengths so that all year long you are improving. And that's what we're going to talk about today. I have 6 steps for you to tap into your talents and strengths and your natural skills and those of your team, and also look at what you're not so good at to devise a plan so that a year from now, when you're finishing some things up, it's in the bag. You got it done because all year you have seen incremental improvement. Okay, because you know, when you have a year to work on things, you can spend time evaluating and learning new skills along with supporting your team members and enhancing their skills to gain more success. And that's what we're going to talk about here. So number one, it starts with your vision. It always starts with the vision. So where do you want to be in a year? Spend some quiet time thinking about it, praying about it. Really think about what is it you want for your life and your business a year from now. And then set it down on paper, because if it only stays in your head, it is a vision and a dream. When you put it on paper, it becomes your goal. So, and if you don't know, here's the thing, if you don't know where you are going, the best laid out plans mean nothing. If you have directions to get someplace, but it's not where you want to go, it doesn't matter, right? So you need to know where you want to go. So now this episode isn't about goal setting, but I'd be totally remiss if I didn't mention this. I suggest that you set stretch goals and ones that will cause you to be creative and hone your skills to hit it. There is no fun and excitement of setting a goal that you know darn well you can hit it fairly easily. There's no excitement when you do that. And creating that natural excitement and energy, that's what makes life in general exciting. And here's some advice from Steve Garvey. He says, you have to set goals that are almost out of reach. If you set a goal that is attainable without much work or thought, you are stuck with something below your true talent and potential. Oh, does that not hit you right in the heart? And I'm all about tapping into your talent. That's what we talk about when we talk about strengths, because strengths, if you haven't heard me talk about this yet from the Clifton Strengths perspective, a strength is your talent, which is your natural way of thinking, feeling, or behaving, times investment, which is time spent practicing, developing skills, and building a knowledge base. That equals strengths, which is the ability to deliver consistent, near-perfect performance in a specific task. So talent times investment equals strength. And that's what we're talking about in this episode. Okay. So number two, spend time assessing your personal talents, strengths, and skills. That might look like these three steps within that. So within number two, there's three steps you're going to take. One, or A, we'll call it A. What are your personal strengths, your personal talents? Hopefully you have these if you've taken the Clifton Strengths assessment. If not, just think about, what are you naturally good at? And are you using these strengths in the way you run your business now? And how can you use these talents and strengths even better? So just take assessment of your natural talents and strengths. Or if you have your assessment, your Clifton Strengths assessment, pull it out. Take a look at your top five or your top 10. And are you using those talents and strengths within your business? The second thing you're going to do for your own assessment is, what skills for your business do you know you do really well? And then what skills would you like to improve upon? And then the third thing is, how can your natural talents and strengths help you get better at these skills? So even the ones you already do well, how can you get even better at them? And the ones that you want to improve upon, how can you pull upon your natural talents and strengths so that you can improve on them? So that was step number two, of just spending time assessing your personal strengths and skills. Then the third step here is, we're going to spend time assessing your team's strengths and skills. So very similar to what we just mentioned. What are your team's strengths? And again, here's a time that if you can, have your key players do at least their top five Clifton Strengths assessment so that you can really see what are their natural strengths. Because what I found in direct sales as a leader, that the person I saw in direct sales wasn't always shining with their talents. They may have used their talents in their other career or their home life, but just the way the marketing was set up, they didn't really get to shine because they were trying to conform to this set thing, this way of doing things. So when you can really tap in and know through an assessment like Clifton Strengths what your key players' true talents are, and then help them pull those out, holy cow, watch them shine within your organization. Then you're going to do the same thing you did above. What skills does your team already do really well? What are they known for? And then what skills would you like to improve upon? We're going to add a step in here because now we're talking about your team. So who on your team would you love to work with to help them master their personal talents, strengths, and build their skills? So who are those players on your team? Maybe they are your key players. Maybe they're other people. Maybe they're new. But who would you love to really work with over the course of the year to help them improve their skills and let them shine using their own personal talents? And then who's already good at these that maybe they could help teach others how to do them? That's a way to let their natural talent shine, is ask somebody else on your team to teach a skill. Now, if you felt like what I was just talking about was like a foreign language, talents and strengths and all that, and you need support on this, this is what I love to do. I get so excited talking to others about their personal talents and strengths and using the Clifton Strengths assessment to do that. So if you want help and support in creating a strengths-based organization, you might benefit from either doing we can do one-on-one coaching, we can do a team workshop, we can virtually or in person. So just message me for the details on how I can support you in doing all of what we just talked about so far with a strengths-based approach. So number four, so let's just review here. Number one was just create your vision and your goal down on paper. Number two, spend time assessing your personal strengths and skills. Number three, spend time assessing your team's strengths and skills. Number four is create a 6-month and a 90-day plan to work on these skills. Know the who, what, when, and how. So the who is who can teach these skills and who needs to learn them. The what is what tools are already available to use to build upon these skills. Maybe there are tools your company has. Maybe there's tools you can get from other coworkers or people in your organization that already do really well. Maybe their team does really well at that. They can share ideas with you. The when and how will you start implementing? Is it going to be through your weekly meetings? Will it be on video? Will it be a workshop? Will it be a course? Will it be one-on-one working with your team? And this is where, again, using your personal strengths here to decide how to teach. That's what's going to make you shine. So don't try to do it one way that doesn't just feel good to you. If it's not using your natural talents, it's going to be hard to just do that. Like if you're not good in front of a group, then don't do it as a workshop. Because you're going to be so worried about how that workshop goes that you forget to implement the actual material well. So create your plan. Number five is share your vision, goals, and ideas with your team. So make sure to share how they will benefit when you bring all this information to them. And again, this is where you want to pull from your natural talents as you go to share the vision and the goals and the ideas with your team. When it's shared in a way that lets your natural talent shine, it will be received with more enthusiasm. They will feel your authentic heart in this when it comes from a way that lets you naturally shine. If you lead with influencing, it's going to be excited and they're going to catch the big vision with that. If you lead with strategic, they're going to see, oh, she's giving us a full plan here. I love her plan. If you lead with relater, they're going to see that, oh, she really cares about me. And I really feel like I am a part of this win. So knowing what your strengths are is so, so, so important all along this way. And number six, get ready to have an amazing year of consistent growth. So these are the six steps for you to take. Again, we'll review. Starts with your vision. Where do you want to be in a year? Put it down on paper. Number two, spend time assessing your personal strengths and skills. Number three, spend time assessing your team's strengths and skills. Number four, create a 6-month and then a 90-day plan to work on these skills. Figure out the who, what, when, and how. Put it on the calendar. Number five, share your vision, the goals, and the ideas with your team. And number six, get ready to have an amazing year of consistent growth. I know this is a lot to cover, so what I'm going to do is put all this information in a PDF, and if you'd like to get your hands on it, just click the link below, shoot me an email, and I will get that out to you. So as we wrap this up, I just want to give you this quote from Jim Rohn. He says, "Goals, there's no telling what you can do when you get inspired by them. There's no telling what you can do when you believe in them. And there's no telling what will happen when you act upon them." So make sure and reach out to me. Let me know what your goals are for the new year or for the rest of this year, and which of these steps you are most excited to implement. And of course, if you have any questions, send me an email, sherrymiterco@gmail.com, or find me on Facebook, Sherry Miter, SHERRIMITER. I hang out way too much over on Facebook. Shoot me a DM and let me know, you know, what inspired you, what you're excited to implement, and or if you have questions. All right, friends, before you go, I just want to mention this. Did you know that over 25 million people are already using their Clifton Strengths Assessment to thrive at work and in life? And I'm on a mission to show high-level network marketing leaders how to tap into their God-given talents so they can sail to their next level without burnout or overwhelm using my strengths-based success method. If you'd like to learn how discovering and using your strengths can help you reach your next goal in a way that almost feels easy, let's chat. Book your free, no obligation call today. The link is down below in the show notes. As always, thanks for listening to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast.